This is 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Houston Hodges is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. He's been pondering on the subject of time and the choices we make about spending our allotted hours.
It's about time. Time flies. No, it doesn't. Time crawls. Time flits. Time leaps. Time plays hopscotch in our lives, rushing for a while, for seconds or minutes or decades, and then suddenly it stops. There's only so much time, but only otherworldly authorities can measure exactly. One of my sons said to me, "Dad, there are only so many clicks in that lighter. Don't use them all up," as I nervously flicked the cigarette lighter lid up and down. You remember the Zippo, which could have been called the Clicko? I've recently been observing time more closely after undergoing an adventure called a stroke, which played various games inside my noggin, changing some things and leaving others untouched. It's all about how you choose to use your clicks, isn't it? There's a video game to spend time on. There's a little old lady to help across the street. There's a global conflict to assuage. Pick one. No, even as a preacher man, I'm not going to propose the unreasonable goal of spending all your rationed hours in doing good. Nobody's that giddy or that goody. I'm just going to propose that you go back to the hourglass as a useful way of visualizing what's going on. Surely someone has invented an electronic hourglass, maybe powered by a solar cell, that shows the grains of life falling down. Top half to bottom half, then all gone. Most of the time it would start over again, measuring out a specific quota of grains and lifetime. Ding! That's the timer on our microwave going off. 3 minutes, the egg is done. But what else happened around the globe, throughout the universe, in those 180 seconds? Births and deaths, weddings and family spats, the symphony of creation. And what else could have happened during the same time if I had made a different decision other than cooking that egg? Better or worse? It'll take some time to reflect on that.
Houston Hodges is mostly retired, but spends a little of his time helping out at the Big Cove Presbyterian Church over the mountain in Hampton Cove. You can hear the Writer's Corner every weekday at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, or find us at wlrh.org.